the 18th of August, is Long Tan Day. It was created as an annual observance to remember the Anzac soldiers who fought in the Battle of Long Tan in Vietnam in 1966. And we mightn't normally commemorate a 53rd anniversary, but there's a movie out in conjunction with it this year, and we're going to have a quick word with the director. 108 New Zealand and Australian soldiers fought 2,000 North Vietnamese and Viet Cong troops in a rubber plantation. Several New Zealanders called in the artillery fire under heavy fire themselves. The Australian soldiers were supported by New Zealand's renowned 161 battery, which lobbed several hundred shells at the attacking North Vietnamese with pinpoint accuracy. This is how the movie portrays that.
Fire mission battery, bearing 1910.
Range 2905.
Bearing 1910. Range 2905. Have some of this, you bastards! Fire!
And this method of firing very near your own soldiers as the shells land is known as Danger Close. And that is the name of the movie about to open in cinemas, and the director is Kriv Stenders, best known for the hit Aussie movie Red Dog. Kriv Stenders, hello.
Hello.
What did you like about the idea of making this film, Kriv?
Well, I think it was really the story. But I could not believe it was true. I could not believe all of this actually happened. It was just like I couldn't turn it down. It was such an incredibly compelling story that, you know, and, the whole adage is the truth is stranger than fiction was definitely the case with this story.
It is an incredible story. Average age of the soldiers, 20. You portray these very young men as reasonably oblivious to the demands of war prior to this battle, and that all changes, yeah?
Yeah, it does, but, you know, they were trained. You know, they were trained well. When hell opened its gates and they started the firefight, you know, that training kicked in.
161 battery. The New Zealanders with their 105mm howitzers, they played a big part in the action at Long Tan.
They sure did, yes. They basically saved those guys' asses. The amount of artillery that was fired and the consistency of it and the ferocity of it was, I think, unparalleled. And it hasn't been matched, I think, since that day.
It was astonishing. Captain Maurice Stanley, Lance Bombardier, Murray Broomhall, signaller Willie Walker, in teeming rain, and you show all this in your film, what they did was highly skilled, wasn't it? Especially Maurice Stanley. Pouring rain, bullets whistling, he was calling in shells from 5Ks away with everything riding on those assessments that were made.
Yeah, well, it's kind of trigonometry under fire, like incredible. I mean, Maurice Stanley was really one of the key heroes of the battle, and because he did call in that artillery consistently over those 4 hours and precisely. And without Maurice being there as the conduit, they wouldn't have survived. So he was a key player.
One of the shots in the film that will stay with people, I think, Kriv, is a shell from when it comes out of the gun to when it lands.
It was an important shot because, you know, the guns were 5 kilometres away, and one of the things I really wanted to achieve with this film was to give people a real sense of geography, a real sense of where they were, because I think a lot of war films have just become chaotic for their own sake. And that shot was a keystone image that I wanted in the film to kind of really make audiences aware of this is where the guns are, this is what they're doing, as opposed to just cutting to a gun and then cutting to an impact.
Many comments on YouTube underneath the trailer about Saving Private Ryan style realism, because you certainly tell it like it is about the abrupt horror of combat.
My feeling was, you know, this is a film, unlike Saving Private Ryan, that is all battle. I wanted to kind of calibrate the violence so it was tolerable. So I wanted the violence to be there, but at the same time I didn't want it to be so shocking that it kind of threw everyone out of the story continually.
That intensity that is developed by staying with the battle is quite extraordinary. I remember reading an interview with one of the Aussie survivors who met up with one of the Vietnamese soldiers in Vietnam many years after the war, and you'll know all these stories, I'm sure. And the Vietnamese soldiers said they were never sure how big the Australian force was. They fought so fiercely, Kriv.
Yeah, well, that's a really interesting point, because the Australians fought in a completely different way to the Americans. You know, the Americans were very much obviously about air power, but also the way they're patrolled. You know, the Americans patrolled single file. Whilst the Australians fought the same way the Vietnamese did, commando style. So they worked in these very spread out kind of formations. So the North Vietnamese were never quite sure how many were out there.
It was an extraordinary defence. You only tell the story from one side, and yours is a story of heroism. But given how many Kiwis and Aussies visit and enjoy Vietnam as a travel destination now, there is an inevitable undertone, isn't there, of the futility of war?
Look, the film, we made a very deliberate choice to not make a film about the Vietnam War. The film is very much a story about any soldier, no matter what side they're on. And this is a trauma that's affected these men for the rest of their lives and even their families. So we really wanted to avoid making a political film about the Vietnam War. To kind of include the Vietnamese perspective, I think, would have been token. And that's not my role as an Australian filmmaker to tell their story. I think that's the responsibility of a Vietnamese filmmaker. But, you know, I've been to Vietnam. It's a beautiful country. The people are extraordinary. They're incredibly, considering what they went through, they're amazingly compassionate people and incredibly strong. So I think in the film we treat the enemy with respect.
It has to be said that it's obvious from your film that the Vietnamese also fought with extreme bravery. The other point is that, yes, you're rehabilitating the soldiers who came home to indifference and hostility at times, and however wrong the whole cause was in hindsight, they deserved respect. And we salute the First World War soldiers, their gallantry, every year gratefully, but you can make a case for the First World War not being entirely justified in hindsight. Vietnam was never extended that privilege, was it?
Well, I don't think any war is justified, really. But these guys, most of them were conscripts. You know, they had no choice, and they didn't start the battle. They were ambushed. It was a war like all wars, fought essentially by politicians about ideologies. And these boys were just part of history, part of the machine of history. They didn't win that battle. Even though the history books say they won the Battle of Long Tan, I believe they survived the battle. And the film is really more a survival story as opposed to a war story, because it really looks at what it took to withstand those 4 hours.
You certainly give us a sense of what it was like. And monsoon weather, lightnings, I think, struck two of the Kiwi soldiers at one stage. Murderous fire, artillery shells coming down almost right on top of the Australians, i.e., you know, danger close. The Anzacs have been involved, you know, separately and together in desperate action over the decades. But, Kriv, this action was right up there.
Interesting. I made a documentary with Sam Neill a couple of years ago called Why Anzac? And we actually interrogated this idea, what is Anzac? What does it mean? And what we realised is that Anzac is actually an evolving idea as we evolve as nations and as people. And I think the Battle of Long Tan, Danger Close to Battle of Long Tan, is hopefully adding to that conversation and interrogating once again, what does it mean? What does Anzac mean? Who are we as New Zealanders and as Australians? Where have we come from and where are we going?
One thing I meant to ask you, the two armed, I don't want to give too many plot points away, but the two armed Vietnamese women spared by one of the Australian soldiers, it's a moving scene. Did that happen in real life?
Well, everything in that film is based on fact. That's a remarkable story. Those women went into the artillery fire and were continually rescuing and saving wounded Vietnamese soldiers. They even had ropes on them, and they would tie the ropes to these soldiers and drag them back through the battlefield back to base. So that's definitely a true event.
Wow, it's some event. What do you want, finally, what do you want the legacy of this film to be, you know, after the box office receipts are in and it has had its run?
I'm happy that we've made the film. We showed the film to the veterans and their families just after we finished it to get their blessing. And then we were having a beer afterwards, and one of the sons of the commanders came up to me with tears in his eyes, and he said, "Thank you so much for making that film. I finally understand who my father is." And that kind of blew me away. That's when I realised, okay, if this film can do anything, it can hopefully begin to heal that huge gap that I think has existed since the battle.
You won't forget that encounter. Thank you very much for giving us your time.
Thank you.
Krib Stenders, Director of Danger Close.